Minister Ong and as soon as Janil have spoken about our children and the risk that they may have getting COVID-19 infection. We've been focusing particularly on those aged less than 12 years. SMS Janil had shared that there have been 8,000 pediatric COVID-19 cases in Singapore in that age group. We've looked at the incidence of COVID-19 infection for children less than 12 years of age since the 1st of January this year. We started the year with 37 children diagnosed to have COVID-19 in January. And this translates to an incidence of about 7 cases per 100,000 children. The incidence has varied over the first 6 months, ranging from 2 per 100,000 children in March to 13 per 100,000 in May. Since August, we have started to see a significant rise in the number of cases of COVID-19 infection in children. And this is in keeping with the overall risk in the community situation, because there has been a rise in community numbers of COVID-19 infections. The incidence of COVID-19 was 38 per 100,000 in August, and has continued to climb to about 313 per 100,000 in September, and about 1,220 per 100,000 children in October. In absolute numbers, we saw just about 6,000 children less than 12 years infected with COVID-19 infection last month. And this is in keeping with the higher community numbers that we have seen overall. SMS Janil has shared that the majority of children with COVID-19 infection remain stable and have mild infections. This is indeed the case in Singapore. Overall, out of the 8,000 over cases that we've seen, we have had 2 children admitted to the ICU for care, and another 2 children who have required oxygen supplementation. And this translates to 0.4 per 100,000 children with severe infections requiring ICU care, and another 0.4 per 100,000 children needing oxygen support. The measures that have been put in our schools and preschools, which include mask wearing, hand hygiene, safe distancing measures, have all been effective in reducing the risk of infection spreading in these settings. Many of our infections in children continue to take place in community settings, where children may get infected within their households and where mask-off interactions take place. And therefore, it remains important for these measures to continue as long as is possible to protect our children from COVID-19 infection. Ministers shared that our Expert Committee on COVID-19 Vaccines, or EC19V for short, is studying recommendations to introduce COVID-19 vaccinations for children between the age of 5 and 11 years. We will not be the first country to consider doing so. The US FDA has already approved the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine for children in this age group, and other countries are following suit, as they too have seen high numbers of children being infected. The dose recommended for children is only 1/3 of the adult, full adult dose. But this dose has, in clinical studies, been shown to be as effective as the full dose administered in adults. The reduced pediatric dose has also been associated with a low risk of side effects, which attests to the safety of the revised vaccination regime for children. The side effects were similar to that seen in a vaccination of adults and mainly comprised local reactions like pain, swelling, redness, or more systemic effects like fever, headaches, muscle and joint aches, or diarrhea. A small proportion of children experienced allergic reactions which resolved with treatment, and the rate was not higher than that seen in the adult population. In particular, there were no cases of myocarditis reported with the revised pediatric regime in the study. And the data suggests that the pediatric regime is safe, which is why both the US CDC and FDA have approved extending COVID-19 vaccines using the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine to children between 5 and 11 years. The study in the US involved a reduced dose regime using the adult formulation. Pfizer is producing a purpose-designed pediatric formulation with the same essential mRNA vaccine ingredient. And the revised formulation uses a different buffer solution, which will allow it to be stored under more conventional cold chain requirements without the need for an ultra cold chain supply chain, and makes it easier to draw the required amount of vaccine out of the vial. However, as the pediatric vials are as yet not commercially available, and we anticipate considerable global demand for what is already proven to be an effective mRNA vaccine against COVID-19, we are studying whether we can provide vaccinations for children between 5 and 11 years using the existing Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine vials that we have supplied to us. And we are confident that vaccination using these vials will be effective and safe. The study we are embarking on, which Minister has shared, involving several hundred children, is mainly to see how we can best operationalize our processes and efficiently extract the desired reduced doses for children once EC19V confirms its recommendations for vaccinating the larger proportion of children between these age groups. Once we are able to do so consistently, we will then be able to provide an extended national vaccination program that gives parents the added assurance that their children can be further protected against getting a severe COVID-19 infection. At this time, the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine is the vaccine which has secured approval from the US FDA and other healthcare regulators based on the submitted data supporting its efficacy and safety. Moderna, I understand, plans to do the same. And while a small number of countries have provided emergency approval for the Sinovac CoronaVac vaccine to also be used in these age groups, we presently do not have sufficient evidence submitted to the HSA to allow us to include those other vaccines in our present plans to vaccinate children less than 12 years of age. Vaccinating the children in this age group will extend our fully vaccinated coverage of our population well above our present 86%. And this will increase our resilience against COVID-19 as we make plans to cautiously open up our community to more social activities. In order to accommodate vaccinating our children, we will have to make some plans to prioritize more of our Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine stock for them. And for the rest of our population who continue to get vaccinated or to receive their booster vaccination doses, I wish to reassure that we have more than enough mRNA vaccine supplies for you, and you can go to our vaccination centers to get an mRNA vaccine, in particular the Moderna vaccine booster dose, even if you've started with two Pfizer vaccination doses. And if I share my own personal experience, my primary vaccination regime was two doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, but when I went for my booster injection, it was partly for convenience going to a vaccination center that had Moderna booster vaccines provided, and I had a Moderna vaccine dose for my own booster jab. And this is perfectly safe and provides adequate continued protection against COVID-19. So I continue to encourage all of us to get vaccinated, and if you are eligible for your booster vaccinations, to get your booster vaccinations within the range of vaccines available that the expert committee has recommended. These are reasonable to receive. Either vaccine is fine, and it's all right to mix those doses.